streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hour 2, Friday, live in L.A. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. J-Mac had a sizzling week last week. I went 4-1. How did you do?
With the headlines, 9-3 through 2 weeks. Pretty good so far.
America.
Decent.
Couple of winners right here. The old Colin. Got rid of him.
There's some other radio hosts who do not do gambling well. They try to fake it. That doesn't work. We're talking about gambling during commercial breaks like every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
So off a couple of winning weeks, it's an interesting week where you know I generally like points. I like underdogs. Most fans bet favorites and star quarterbacks. I'm looking for points. Average game in this league decided by 4.5 points. So here we go, my blazing five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Eagles at Commanders.
Listen, I like Philly, but not giving the Commanders 6.5 at home in a division rivalry. I'm taking Washington here. Carson Wentz revenge game. He's played great back-to-back 300-plus passing yard games. He's got nice wideouts. I like Washington. This season, Carson Wentz has been excellent. He's tied for first in passing touchdowns, 6th in passer rating. The Eagles are coming off a short week. Their defense gave up 35 to the Lions. I think you can move the ball on Philadelphia. They come back down to earth a little. I like them big picture, but 6.5 points to Washington, I'm calling for the upset. 27-26, Wentz and the Commanders with the W.
Jaguars at Chargers.
How about another upset? I'm going to take the Jaguars +7. Their defense is top 10 in scoring, top 10 in total defense and takeaways. They'll put pressure on whoever the quarterback is for the Chargers. Trevor Lawrence finally found the right coach in year two. He's playing great football, getting rid of it quicker. And Justin Herbert has a fractured cartilage in his ribs, 3 or 4 ribs. Day-to-day may not play. Their center, Corey Linsley, a Pro Bowler, Knee may not play. Keenan Allen, not 100%. J.C. Jackson, the corner, not 100%. Trey Pipkins, offensive lineman, not at 100%. The banged-up Chargers, they may just rest Justin Herbert. You know, it's not a divisional game. I think the Jags plus 7's the bet. 27-23, Jacksonville with the upset.
Falcons at Seahawks.
One of my favorite bets of the week. Like it, I love it. Falcons plus 1. First of all, they have 2 losses by a total of 5 points. Marcus Mariota's always been good. He just can't stay healthy. He's been excellent so far. They're 5-2 dating back to last year when they faced teams under 500. They can't beat the good teams. They beat the bad teams, though, and Seattle's a bad team. Drake London's been spectacular. Mariota, he's one of 3 quarterbacks with 400 passing yards and 75 rushing yards this year. Lamar and Jalen Hurts are the others. Seahawks offense, they can't run the football. Geno Smith is 14-22 in his career. And my favorite bet maybe on the board, Falcons go to the Northwest. They stayed out west after losing to the Rams. They beat Seattle 27-23.
Packers at Buccaneers.
Keep your eye on this line. I'm going to take the Bucs. It's currently minus 1.5. You know, I'm going to take Tampa here. It's their home debut. By the way, their defense forced 5 turnovers in the second half against the Saints, and their defense is absolutely healthy and on fire, and Todd Bowles is a great defensive coach. The Packers have lost 4 of 5 road games. Their defense, God, the Bears gashed them. 6.5 yards a carry, so Green Bay's defense looks good on paper, but it's young in spots and not quite gelling. I think Tampa wins this game. Tommy pulls it out late, 28-21.
49ers at Broncos.
All right, Jimmy G came in last week for Trey Lance. He looked good. Passer rating over 100, 2 TDs, no picks. I know you don't like him, but he distributes the ball to their playmakers. On Sunday Night Football, he's played 6 times. He's won 4 of them, and his passer rating's 105. Their offense in San Francisco outrushing their opponents by 230 yards this year, and their defense has been absolutely fantastic. And the Broncos can't score in the red zone because Russell Wilson doesn't run around anymore. They're 0-6 in red zone scoring opportunities, and they're the only team in the league with 100-plus penalty yards per game, and they're burning timeouts, and situationally they're a mess. And I think San Francisco has the second-best roster in the league to Buffalo. Pains me to say it, but I can't wait to watch it. I think San Francisco swallowing 1.5, I'll take it. It may not be this close. 24-21, Niners. All right, let's bring on Eric Mangini, my guy. 3 rings with the New England Patriots. Former Jet head coach. Former Cleveland Brown head coach. You know, take me into the mind of what Mike Tomlin's thinking. So if you take out the George Pickens catch and a couple of tight end throws when Cleveland's playing prevent defense, Trubisky threw about 130 yards. They lost to a backup quarterback with 1 legitimate receiver, Amari Cooper. Now, it's on the road, but it's an in-division game. The players, you can see the body language of these receivers. They're like, they want the ball and Trubisky can't. He can't get it to him. Like, George Pickens is an emotional kid. His hands are in the air, and I think to myself, oh, boy, we're about 1 more week from a locker room fissure that nobody wants. Take me into – is he thinking to himself, hey, I know I'm moving off Trubisky, but I don't want to have Pickett face Buffalo and then Tom Brady. That's going to be overwhelming because once I go to him, I'm going to him. What do you think Tomlin's thinking?
Well, it's a little bit more difficult just because Mitch Trubisky hasn't been horrible. He's been manageable. He hasn't been exciting. He hasn't been terrible. So it's not the easiest decision just to move off him right now because you don't know what you're going to get with Kenny Pickett. And there's going to be a learning curve when you put a rookie quarterback in. There's all kinds of things that you have to go through with a young guy that you're not dealing with Trubisky. Now the upside is the unknown. You're hoping that Pickett's gonna give your offense a chance to take a leap from where it's been the last couple of weeks, but there's just not anything compelling enough to make that change right now.
All right, so Jerry Jones, as he's prone to do, likes to talk. I would prefer if I was a coach not to have my owner be talking, because then you got to apologize or address what the owner said. And this, it's not my, I'm not a fan of it, but it's his team. So Jerry said this about Cooper Rush. Listen.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
Oh, boy. Listen, I get wanting your backup to play well. I don't think I would tell everybody I'm looking for a quarterback controversy. How did that land for you?
I don't mind. I actually don't mind an owner that talks, because at least you know where he's coming from, and you're not going to get sideswiped by something out of the blue. He's pretty transparent with how he feels. And why wouldn't you want your backup quarterback to go in and do great things and have somebody like that on your bench? Quarterbacks are currency. They're not going to move off of Dak, but if you get a great backup, you could potentially do something with him. I don't think this is a Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady situation by any stretch of the imagination, but it's always a good thing if your backup comes in and can win. I wonder about the 10-game thing. I thought Dak was going to be back here in the next week or so.
Yeah. By the way, former Jets coach, Flacco won. Here comes Zach Wilson. And I said, I was not a huge Zach Wilson fan coming into the league, a little small, little hero ball. He's been hurt in back-to-back years. He's got a slight frame. So when Zach Wilson comes back in a week or two, how patient should the Jets be? When do you start having private phone calls driving home with the owner?
Well, they're going to have to be really patient if it continues along the same way that it has. I think Joe Flacco's at about a 90 quarterback rating, and he's experienced. He's won. He gives him a chance for deep balls. Things have gone fairly well. So there's no guarantee that when you put Zach Wilson in, you're getting upside. If anything, you're really wondering about that. It's totally different than Kenny Pickett, because you've got a year of information on him and he's coming off an injury. So the nice thing is you can let him sit longer, justify him sitting longer, as long as Flacco continues to play well and give him a chance.
So listen, I'm not a coach, never been a coach. I've always said, I can't tell, you know, a good coach from a very good coach. I'm not in the room. I thought Belichick was amazing, and then Tom leaves and it's not nearly as amazing. But I can see bad. I can watch American Idol and go, that person can't sing, right? I can go to a steakhouse. I can open a bottle of wine. I don't know anything about wine, but I can open a bottle of wine and go, that's a lousy wine, right? So I'm watching Cleveland, and this is what concerns me. You coaches usually solve your side of the ball in the first year. Lincoln Riley, Sean McVay, Sean McDermott. You figure out your side. That's what you know, and I get that. What worries me about Denver is Nathaniel Hackett's an offensive coordinator, and they're terrifying situationally. They're burning timeouts, and I'm like, with Russell Wilson and good backs and receivers, it's not supposed to look like this. I would get if the defense had holes. Shouldn't I be concerned that his side of the ball looks disorganized and disjointed?
Yeah, there's a lot of concern there. There's concern for the number of penalties. There's concern for the time management, for the delay of games, for all of those things. There's learning curves for coaches too, but you should be able to get the plays in on time on a consistent basis, especially with a veteran quarterback. He's got an unbelievable advantage to have a guy like Russell Wilson there. That's a coup if you're a first-time head coach to have someone like that. So it should look substantially better than other rookie head coaches, and not the opposite of that. And it didn't get better in week two. It's going to have to get a lot better here in week three before, you know, the people that are above him start pulling some cords.
Yeah. By the way, in that game, the Niners, they go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. So I was saying this earlier to Channing Crowder, is I have defended Jimmy, for years because I believe in San Francisco's offense. They don't need somebody like – they need a distributor. Just get the ball to the guys. Kittle after the catch. Debo after the catch. Now Brandon Ayuk after the catch. The offense is – that's why he liked Mac Jones out of college. The offense is built for a quarterback that's accurate and distributes. He doesn't want – I mean, Lamar Jackson's obviously better than Jimmy, but he may not work in this offense because he's so gifted athletically that he would run out of place. Aaron does this from time to time. He just moves out of completions. And I look at San Francisco and I think, how do we – I mean, if Jimmy Garoppolo had never been hurt, could I not argue he's almost perfect for this offense?
Yeah, and when you look at his track record, the track record says that he's almost perfect for this offense. And as a head coach and as an offensive coordinator, you want to be able to run the plays the way the plays are designed to be run. And you want to read the defense and you want to get the ball to the right place. And that's what makes guys like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and the ones that understand not only what you're doing offensively, but what's being done defensively so good. When it starts becoming recess and everybody's running around, it's hard to evaluate how well you execute, how well the plan was that was put in place. So a guy like Jimmy allows this offense to run the way it's supposed to be. The downside is the lack of upside. And you're probably not going to get the explosive plays. He's not going to go win games for you. But for the most part, he's not going to lose games. And that's, look, so many games in the NFL are lost. They're straight lost, not necessarily won. And he's been really good at, for the most part, not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe your system is superior, what you don't want is somebody losing a game for you because you believe you have a 60-40 coaching edge, and so Jimmy doesn't have to save the day. Jimmy just does. So I get, especially offensive coaches, I really do believe McDaniels and Shanahan believe this offense is going to win games. Just don't turn the ball over. It's going to beat 90% of this league most Sundays if you play clean.
Yeah, they 100% believe in their own abilities. They 100% believe in their offense. And the feeling is you go in and do what I tell you to do and go through the progressions I give you, we're going to win. We're going to score a lot of points. Where we get into problems is when you go off script.
Right.
And that's what those guys don't want.
All right, so Matt Castle said this week, he said, the Bill Belichick I know would not let Jacoby Myers go out and question the offense publicly. The Bill Belichick I know has a plan. I can't figure out their offense. DC now, Matt Patricia running the offense, Joe Judge. You know his management style. It's a little bit of an enigma wrapped in a riddle. Nobody can quite figure it out. You know Bill better than anybody I know. What do you kind of make of what they're going through right now?
Yeah, I heard you talking about Bill yesterday where you said that he changed. And I don't know many people in their 70s that change. If anything, they become more ingrained in what they believe in. Bill has not changed. There's been one comment from one guy. There wasn't comments before. There haven't been comments after. And you're not going to see any more comments. That's been handled. That's been addressed. And There is a plan, and there is a consistent plan, and I can promise you the money hasn't changed them, the fame hasn't changed them. He's been wealthy since he was in Cleveland, so the additional money, it means nothing, and as you get older, you get more ingrained in what you believe in. There is no chance that's changed.
So you're saying as I get older, I'm just going to keep blabbing about sports and think I know everything?
You are one. The money's not going to matter. The fame's not going to matter. Yeah. As you get older, you're going to keep doing what works.
Yeah. Rolling out of bed and having bad takes. Good seeing you, Eric. Have a great weekend.
Good seeing you, too.
All right. I'll give you my top five in college football around the corner. Like Michigan way more than everybody else does.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly.
That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA, by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Tomorrow, a jam-packed day of college football on Fox kicks off with Maryland taking on number 4 Michigan on Big Noon Saturday. Then it's 15th-ranked Oregon versus Washington State, followed by K-State and number 6, Oklahoma. It's a college football triple-header tomorrow on Fox.
I like Michigan more than everybody else does. My top 5 in college football that I've seen, my eye test. I think Georgia's easily the best team in the country. I think Oklahoma's the second-best team I've seen. I think they're a little feistier defensively. I think they're better so far than I've seen from Alabama. Alabama's offensive line concerns me. I think it's very average. Michigan, Ohio State, 4-5. And I do think there's a drop-off from Alabama to Michigan and Ohio State. But I think a lot of people look at Michigan and that win over Ohio State as it was windy and cold and it was in Michigan. It's a one-off. I don't think so. I think Michigan now, they've had the power with Harbaugh. Now they can throw it down the field and they have the power. And Bruce Feldman agrees that that win over Ohio State may have been sort of the ignition switch to change everything for the Wolverines going forward.
J.J. McCarthy is a better runner than Cade McNamara, bigger arm. He has been really sharp. He's completing well over 80% of his passes so far. The other thing that I think really helps them is they won the Big Ten championship last year without Ronnie Bell, who is their best receiver. He's back. The receiving core is much deeper. They have speed in the backfield with Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. They're a dangerous team. To me, what's really interesting, having spent some time around the Michigan players and the staff, going into the fall camp was they really felt like, hey, everybody thought last year was a fluke that we beat the Buckeyes. It was snowy. They were down. It was just awkward. They feel like there was nothing fluky about it. They have as big a chip on their shoulder now, having beaten them, as I think that group did last year, because people said you couldn't beat them.
So that's my top five. Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama, Michigan, and Ohio State. Keep your eye on Kentucky. I think they're better than people think.
Did you see Michigan is facing Tua's younger brother? He's the quarterback at Maryland. And Michigan's favored by, I think, 17
well,
and
a half. They're going to score. I don't know what the over. I think those two teams are going to score. There's a lot of points.
Lay it with Michigan. Wolverines.
Under on Michigan State, Minnesota.
Under on everything Michigan State. Can't score.
J-Mac with the news.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Mike Tomlin has made it clear he's not changing quarterbacks after the Steelers loss. It makes sense, though, right? They have 10 days off until the Jets, probably the most winnable game they'll have for the next month. But Trubisky still in line to start against the Jets. Here's what he had to say about their inability to move the football last night.
I think we just missed on some plays that we could have had, could have went either way. So especially in the second half, we'll have to look at those, see where we could have got better. And communication is crucial on the sidelines. These next few days, communicate what we can get better at. Everyone just got to be brutally honest with themselves. And I think everybody can be a lot better, myself included. And we'll just have to look at that, see where we can improve. But just stick together. It's only going to get better if we stick together, communicate, talk about the problems, and everybody's willing to fix it.
Now remember, they have Buffalo's defense and Tampa's defense coming up. Okay, so the question becomes, when is Kenny Pickett going to get a shot here? We both know he's going to play. But that Buffalo defense completely unraveled Matt Stafford. Okay? And then that Buffalo defense completely unraveled very capable B quarterback Ryan Tannehill. And the Tampa defense right now in the NFC is the number one scoring defense. So what happens with Trubisky? Like last night, Myles Garrett is great, but you got to be able to move the ball. That defense is not top two or three in the league. So the next 2 weeks, Trubisky is going to really, really struggle. And that's when I think you have to consider go with a kid.
I know Trubisky's getting hammered, and rightfully so. But I'm just going to say, the offensive line is total garbage in Pittsburgh. So even when Pickett comes in, he's not going to have a chance, Colin. He's going to have to drop back 2-3 steps and quickly go through the progressions. That's a big ask on a rookie. Well, Trubisky's just not that dude.
Let's look at the O-line on this play.
And wait, I mean, it crumbles on every single play. They got to roll him out to give him extra time because they can't protect at all. So this is a bigger issue than Trubisky. I don't think there's a quick fix, unfortunately, for Pittsburgh.
All right,
next up, undefeated Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins set for a big AFC East clash this weekend. Offenses are rolling, but the Bills' defense shorthanded, a lot of injuries. And Sean McDermott has announced safety Micah Hyde and defensive tackle Jordan Phillips are out on Sunday.
Well, Micah Hyde's a big loss. They have a lot of depth on D-line.
Poyer is the other safety who's very good. But listen, we saw what happened with Baltimore. The Kyle Hamilton, the rookie from Notre Dame, was at safety. He had no clue what Waddle and Hill were doing. They got lit up. You're talking about rookie cornerbacks in Buffalo and backup safeties in Miami against Hill and Waddle. I think we're going to see this line drop. Kyle, I'm glad you did not take the Buffalo Bills.
Well, everybody, I think the public likes the Bills, right?
Yeah. I mean, it is going to be a high-scoring game. Bet the over, you know, put a house payment on the over. The over's going to hit. The question is, can Miami come in the back door or even win this outright? Think about this. The Jets and Bills could be tied for second in the AFC East behind Miami if the Dolphins win this game, Colin.
Wow.
I just blew your mind. I mean, Miami Dolphins, seriously, first place potentially. All right, final story here. The latest NBA player rankings have been released by ESPN as voted by reporters, editors, producers, and analysts around the country.
All right.
Listen, we could probably do 30 minutes on this nonsense list.
Okay, let's look at it.
Here we go. Let's throw it up here. LeBron James.
Well, let's go. Giannis is one.
Giannis is one. I can kind of dig that. Jokic, the second best player in the NBA. Like, come on, give me a break.
Luka three. Embiid. I gotta be honest with you. If you're asking me for everything, is this just got, you know?
It's just They're calling this player rankings. I don't know. Is this a team? Are you building a team around Joel Embiid over Steph Curry?
Well,
like, that's just nonsense.
Can we agree that Giannis has won?
One or two, sure. He's one. He's up there for sure.
Okay, I see. Luka plays no defense, so I would probably go. See, you guys think I'm crazy. LeBron, when he's healthy, is probably my two. Joel Embiid's my three. Oh. Curry's my four.
Joel Embiid has had a better supporting cast than Luka every year, and he can't get to the conference finals. Okay, like there's no way he's better than Luka Doncic.
I mean,
the other name on here, Ja Morant, number nine. Ja Morant, the ninth best player in the NBA.
Well. What do we do with Kevin Durant? Are we saying there's seven guys in the NBA you'd rather have the ball in his hands with a minute left than Kevin Durant? Because I think Kevin plays good defense. So Kevin Durant's way, way low. Way, way low. I think LeBron's low. I think Jason Tatum's too high. I think Nikola Jokic is too high.
Yeah, Jokic is too high.
He's too high. But, I mean, okay, Giannis the best player in the league. Minute to go, I'd go Durant, LeBron.
Okay.
I mean, have the ball in your hands with a minute to go.
I'll float a guy who's decent and not even on the list. Kawhi Leonard.
Well, he's never plays, but I love him.
I mean, he's got to be on the top 10, Colin. Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard is the movie that's been in production for 3 years and yet to come out. I hear it's great. I'd like to see it actually in a theater.
He does miss a lot of basketball.
A lot of basketball.
Who else would have? Donovan Mitchell should have made this list?
Oh, I mean, no.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
No.
That's a joke. Hey,
hold on. Time out. My list is Giannis, LeBron, Durant, Luka, Curry, Embiid, and you guys can have the rest.
Curry far down the list, huh? Steph Curry, the most underappreciated athlete in the history of sports
this century.
Guy's incredible. He's unbelievable. And he watches the show, by the way, so shout out to Steph Curry.
Way to go, Steph Curry. We got your back here on this show.
We do indeed.
Other shows, I turn them off right now.
Yeah.
And that goes for the rest of America. Just turn them off. J-Mac with the news. Okay, so every week I go back to my predictions, my standing predictions. Last year I got 7 of 7. No, it was 2 years ago, 7 of 7 in the AFC. I guessed all the playoff teams. So, I mean, you basically look at a roster, you know who's bad, and you know who's got a good quarterback. So, you know, AFC East, I had Miami, Buffalo 1 and 2. I feel good about that. I had Philadelphia, Minnesota, Tampa winning their division. Feel good about that. I had Rams, Niners, top of the NFC West. Feeling good about that. AFC South and AFC North, they're going to be fine. I mean, the Colts are off to a slow start. They may be a little chippy this week against Kansas City. Keep your eye on that. But the one prediction I've made, which I'm about 2 weeks from bailing on, is Denver. So I was very, very opinionated on Denver. I really like Denver because I like their roster and I like Russell Wilson. But here's the thing. Even a top 10 quarterback cannot, you think they can, but they can't overcome a complete disastrous head coach. A great quarterback can overcome limited weapons. How do I know that? Because Brady won 3 Super Bowls in his last 6 years in New England on a steady diet of older Julian Edelman and beat up Gronk. You can overcome average weapons. A great quarterback can overcome a shaky defense. Peyton Manning in Indy and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, very few great defenses. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl. The Chiefs defense was like 17th or 18th. But a disaster at head coach, hard to overcome. Aaron Rodgers, the last couple years with McCarthy, when it veered way downhill, went 8-10-1, Aaron Rodgers. Matt Stafford's very good. With Matt Patricia, 13 wins, 21 losses and a tie. Alex Smith, for the record, do you know Alex Smith made 3 Pro Bowls? But remember when Mike Singletary was his first coach? We thought he was a bust. He was 8-12. He went on to make 3 Pro Bowls. So So Russell Wilson won in high school, NC State. He won at Wisconsin. He won in Seattle. He's overcome his size. He's overcome the critics, a lot of critics. I don't think you can overcome, from what I've seen, Nathaniel Hackett to this point. Now, it's early. You want to let it breathe. But it would be nice if Denver, as their offense struggles, if you didn't have to face the best defense probably in the NFC. So situationally, they've been poor. They're burning timeouts, kicking 64-yard field goals. They didn't have a punt returner on the field. And you can really, in this league, because of the salary cap, there's nobody looks like the 70s Steelers or the 80s 49ers. Teams have flaws and holes. There's two places you can be weak at linebacker. Rams were last year. You can be weak in the O-line. Bengals were last year. Got to a Super Bowl. You can be weak at tight end, safety. You can be weak in a lot of areas. You can't be bad at quarterback or head coach. All right? And increasingly, you can't be bad at weapons. So Denver's good in the weapons department. But it's a little bit of a fatal flaw that I don't think you can overcome if your coach doesn't. I mean, if you don't think coaches matter, we know in high school and college football, the coach is more important than all the players. Nothing against Tua or Mac Jones at Alabama. Nick Saban's won with 8 quarterbacks, maybe 10. High school and college, it's the coach. You get to the NFL, though, it's the quarterback and the coach. Meaning, they should be okay with Russell Wilson, but they won't be special. So, you keep your eye on it. It is, and I go back to something that it feels obvious to say it, but in my lifetime, college or pro, a coach solves his side of the ball first. McVay figured out the offense. Lincoln Riley at USC has figured out the offense. McDermott in Buffalo figured out the defense. If you go back to Belichick in New England, first 5 years, he figured out the defense. Then Brady was a game manager. Then Brady, about year 10, it started being about Tom and the offense as much as the defense. But great coaches, Andy Reid, Kansas City, they get the offense figured out. But when a coach is an offensive guy and the offense is a disaster, and we can see it optically. I mean, watch the game, you can see it. Yeah, I don't know. It may just be we hired the wrong guy. 70% of coordinators get fired. And you can get fooled. I thought Joe Judge for a year. I bought into him. You can get fooled on this stuff. This is one of these. It's got a tire fire sense to it. Like, wow, if I see that for 2 more weekends, they got to make, because you can't fool the players. The players are reading all the stuff. They're hearing about it too. This weekend, now you face this defense in San Francisco. If they unravel the Broncos, and just it's unraveled, it's very hard to throw on the Niners. Excellent secondary back end, and they put pressure on you.
Do you remember when Adam Gase got a bunch of head coaching offers? Peyton Manning was hyping him everywhere. Oh, this guy's a genius. He's going to be a great coach. Peyton Manning sold everybody on him. Adam Gase is now coaching like high school football, I think, in upstate New York.
No, I trusted Peyton Manning and a couple people
too.
I knew that thought, oh, he's he's special. And all of a sudden you look up and he may have been special offensively, but he couldn't lead men. There you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, A young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Fox Bet Super 6 is upping the ante this week and increasing the jackpot to $1 million. They've already given away over $6.5 million, so make sure you download the app and enter your picks in the NFL Sunday Challenge contest for a chance to win Terry Bradshaw's money. Colin, one of the matchups is America's Game of the Week between the Packers and the Bucks on Fox. We are on different sides here.
Yeah.
I'm riding with... can I say enemy? You guys are enemies.
No, it's not an enemy thing. It's a Aaron's great. I like him more than Favre, especially now when I hear about Favre post-retirement. But I was always an Aaron guy over a Favre guy. I think he plays smarter football. And, I think he's a thoughtful guy. I don't always agree with him. I'm not anti-Aaron. But, you know, he's talks a lot. A lot of it's not right.
A lot of nonsense, too.
There's a lot of nonsense.
I'm smarter than you.
Yes.
Like, you meet a guy at a dinner party, you're seated next to at dinner, and like 5 minutes in, you realize, man, this is just not a guy I want to hang with.
That's right.
He's not a good hang. Like, I don't think Rodgers is a good hang.
I agree with that.
Unless he's doing, some of these
ayahuasca.
Plant-based. Yeah, there you go.
Well, he said this week, these are not drugs, they're all plants, although heroin comes from poppy seeds and coke from a coca plant and vodka from distilled potatoes. So my son now wants to just drink bottles of potatoes. Anyway, so Dallas is an underdog. They're going to a backup quarterback, Cooper Rush. Again, he's won his last two starts. Dallas is the underdog to the Giants, and the Giants have been mostly bad for, you know, 9 of the last 10 years. So, you know, I get asked this all the time. Why do you talk to the Dallas Cowboys? And I say, you know, first of all, the NFL by far and away is the most popular league. They're the number one brand. And they haven't been terrible. They're always kind of viable. I don't like them as much as, you know, Skip or other people in the media. I don't think I talk about them that much. I think Philadelphia going forward is going to be a big topic of conversation. I talk a lot of Brady. I talk a lot of Green Bay. I used to talk a lot of Baker. The Cowboys, because of Jerry Jones, they're newsmakers. Jerry did it again yesterday, creating a potential quarterback controversy. Jerry creates storylines, and we talk about popular teams and storylines. Here was Jerry yesterday.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing had happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Yeah, I mean, he wants Cooper Rush to play well. It is, I do believe Jerry does care about winning, but I think it's neck and neck with marketing and branding, which he's brilliant at. And I think the relationship needs to be 90-10 on the winning thing. That's what I feel in Buffalo or Kansas City. You know, I've said this before. One of the advantages that Green Bay has and New Orleans has and, you know, Buffalo has and some of these smaller markets, they're not big, major, glamorous markets, and you can just kind of concentrate on football. Both New York teams are in the toilet. I mean, let's be honest about that. Dallas is, you know, that's a big market. Atlanta's a big market. A lot of the big market teams aren't very good right now. Atlanta's not. Dallas isn't. The two New York teams aren't. Chicago isn't. And sometimes I feel like in these big cities, these glamour markets, is that, you know, winning's important. Everybody wants to win, but it's like a 60-40 split. There's so much money to be made if the marketing is great. And I think Dallas is, I mean, like Mike McCarthy talked this morning about Jerry's comments, they don't even take him seriously.
You know, clearly everybody in our locker room and everybody in the building, Jerry included, you know, Dak is our quarterback, and we want Cooper to be as successful as possible. So I think it stops right there.
And Zeke, by the way, doesn't take it seriously. He's figured out Jerry's game, which is get people talking about you.
This is really... those people on TV to get clicks, to get views, you're going to say the most outrageous stuff. You're going to get the most attention. That's their job. So who knows if they even believe that? He wants y'all to be clicking and listening to him, too. It's all marketing, man. It's all marketing.
Yeah, but you'd prefer your owner not talking, not having a Monday press conference. And again, I've seen this in the NBA where, like, the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not saying they don't want to win. But there's a lot of egos. Like right now, there's a feeling inside the organization, just give up the two draft picks down the road and go get a good player. Go get a Miles Turner and a Buddy Hield. Just give the draft picks up. But there's a sense there's some stubbornness going on. Jeannie Buss felt like she was coerced into getting Westbrook, which has been a disaster. So she doesn't want to reward LeBron with more good players. She wants to hold on to the future, which you got to win. LA is too distracted and busy. If you can win now, win now. You got LeBron for the next several years, at least two. Just go get players. So I think in these big cities, the Bears and the New York teams and the Dallas Cowboys and the Lakers, there is so much money when it's right. There's so much fame and glamour and money when it's right that the marketing starts creeping up into the culture, not overtaking winning, but being too big a slice of the pie. And I think Dallas now, you know, it's not that the NFL could not overcome the Cowboys being awful. Peyton Manning left, ratings are still great. Brett Favre left, the ratings are still great. Brady left, the ratings would be fine. That's not really what it is. But they are. I talk more Lakers than I do 90% of, you know, outside of the Warriors, I probably talk more Lakers. Outside of maybe Green Bay and Rodgers and Brady, I talk more Cowboys. They're big brands. And Dallas is not terrible. But you can't look at that operation and look at Kansas City and see the same thing. Like, I just don't. You can't. We've been talking about the Cowboys' offensive line eroding for 3 years. Now it's a catastrophe. Well, 3 years, it's like Pittsburgh. We told you 3 years ago, Ben can't move. Like, you got to start moving off Ben. Pittsburgh waited. Dallas O-line, Tyron Smith can't stay healthy. You got to start drafting left tackles here. And they waited, and it's a catastrophe. This league, it's like tech. The NFL moves fast. You can go from good to not very good to bad, like in two off seasons. You can get bad really fast. You can also, by the way, replace about 35-40% of your roster. I mean, Bill Parcells went down to Miami, and they were 1-15. The next year, they won 11 games. I mean, it was, you know, he just replaced the middle and bottom of the roster. So you got to stay on top of stuff. And I feel like with Pittsburgh, they're living a little in the past, holding on to the past and defense. And I feel like Dallas, a lot of these problems, you overpaid for a running back. The smart people in the league weren't. You didn't draft the offensive line aggressively a couple of years ago. You kind of waited on Dak. If you wanted Dak, you should have paid him probably a year to a year and a half earlier. These are all self-induced issues. And now you got an owner who's stirring the pot and, you know, distracting. So these are not, like, sometimes you get a bad break. Like Aaron Rodgers, if he got hurt Sunday, that's a terrible break. But I think Green Bay's problem, most of the problems in this league are your own problems, right? Like Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, they didn't have a good enough relationship. I mean, Brady is like taking his receivers to Costa Rica, to the Kentucky Derby. He didn't have guys leaving him. Aaron didn't build a strong enough relationship, and Devontae Adams left him. That's kind of a Green Bay Aaron Rodgers problem. This is one of these leagues where most of the time, it's not like the NBA where if Kevin Durant goes down, there's nothing you can do. You can, outside of losing your quarterback, you can solve and see most of the problems coming. I mean, you get 7-8 draft picks a year, free agent, you know, the salary cap, there's plenty of space unless you're paying your quarterback $50 million a year. You can solve problems. Dallas's issues are Dallas. Dallas induced, start to finish. CarShield.com, 10% off. Sign up, $100 a month, never goes up. CarShield.com, code HERD.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.